Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting Israel. We are located in Jerusalem, speaking to you on behalf of Kosher 101.9, radio around the world, which goes out from Carlsbad, New Mexico, in the USA. We are speaking to you concerning the return of the lost 10 tribes. The prophet spoke of the lost 10 tribes. They said that they would return. They told us how they would return, and they also told us where they would be found before they return, in which countries they would be located. That's what prophecy told us. And in the previous talks, we have mentioned some of the proofs indicating where the lost 10 tribes are today. And we saw that the only valid conclusion when you take all of the evidence together is that the lost 10 tribes must be found today amongst Western peoples. The USA is an important factor in this arrangement, in the final pattern, the final arrangement of the final location of the lost 10 tribes. Includes the USA and the inhabitants of the USA to some degree or other must also be descended from Israelites, from the lost 10 tribes of Israel. Ezekiel spoke of this. We'll give a few highlights concerning the prophecies of Ezekiel and the lost 10 tribes. What did Ezekiel say? You want more details concerning this and other similar matters, you may go to our website, www.britam.org, www.britam.org. And there you will find biblical commentaries, and you'll find links to the book of Ezekiel and to other books, and also detailed index telling you what other articles and information is available from our site, and I think you will enjoy the visit and but willing also benefit from it. You will be pleased you went there, and we will be privileged that you went to it. That's what we exist for, to spread this message. Ezekiel saw the return of the lost 10 tribes as an indispensable requirement for the deliverance of Israel and Judah. When Israel and Judah are juxtaposed, mentioned in the same breath, in the same sentence, Judah refers to the people of Judah, of the Jewish people, and Israel refers to the lost 10 tribes. Ezekiel also said that the stranger who sojourns with us, who lives amongst us and identifies with us, will have the same rights as us. See in Ezekiel 47:22. Not only will he have the same rights, but he also has the same responsibilities, the same obligations. Stands to reason. See in chapter 14, verses 7-8. Ezekiel said that God will once again accept Judah and all Israel. 16:62. Ezekiel indicates that from the very beginning, as indeed it was, from the very beginning of their formation, of their creation, of their coming into this world, the two sections of the children of Israel, that is, Judah and Israel, or Judah and Ephraim, meaning Judah, the two tribes that comprise Judah, chiefly the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin, even though in Judah we also find many from Levi and representative proportions from the other tribes. Judah and Benjamin are the dominant tribes in Judah. And Judah is referred to as Judah. Judah is a name both of the tribe and of the whole southern section of Israel, which is called Judah, and members of it have been called Jews on similar terms by Western peoples, which are shortened. Jew being a shortened form for Judah. On the other hand, the lost tribes are referred to as Israel or as Ephraim. And these two, they are a separate entity, a separate distinct polity, a separate distinct political and national and cultural body of people. And in a sense, they were different from each other from the very beginning, as we can see in biblical commentary and by an exact analysis of scriptural passages. And bottom line is that the Almighty wanted them to be separate, wanted them to go their separate ways, to do their own thing, for the sake of humanity and for the sake of themselves, for reasons that we can partly discern now, as we have spoken of and will speak of again. And in the end times, they will return and they will reunite. They will once again become one people. And Ezekiel speaks of this. The book of Ezekiel primarily is concerned with Judah, but does contain messages for the lost ten tribes and directs itself to them or speaks about them. Ezekiel seems to refer to three stages of redemption, of return, concerning lost ten tribes. This is according to the commentators. Ezekiel says that the lost ten tribes will be ingathered. See chapter 11, verse 17. He says that God will still be with them, despite everything. 11:16. Ezekiel also hints that first the exiles will return to the land of Israel, and after that they shall put away their idols and keep the law. See Ezekiel 11:2 and 11:18. Ezekiel also says that Judah, the Jews, have an obligation to help the lost ten tribes return. He says the complete return of Judah himself, of the Jewish people, is dependent upon the return of Samaria. I mean, Samaria, Hebrew Shomron, means the lost ten tribes. So the lost ten tribes will have to return, and Judah will have to play a part in bringing the lost ten tribes back. And the redemption of Judah himself is dependent upon this. Judah needs it. Whether Judah realizes it or not, this is something that Judah has to do. We also suggest that the term Samaria doesn't only refer to the lost ten tribes in general. It has a specific application, as most terms, general terms in the Bible do. In specific application is referring to the lost ten tribes as headed by Manasseh. The city of Shomron or Samaria was in effect in the territory of Manasseh, or in an area dominated by Manasseh. And it also became the capital of the northern kingdom of Israel, and of a province surrounding this capital. And also, in the eyes of foreigners at least, it became the name for all of the northern kingdom. Suppose it's similar to nowadays, we sometimes refer to the capitals of countries as representing the countries itself. Political commentators will say that Washington says that, the opinion in Washington is this, London says that, Moscow says that. We don't mean that specifically the specific city is saying that. We mean that the country that capital city heads, the policy of the country is such and such. And we refer to the country itself by the name of its capital city. So to Samaria. The name Samaria means the lost in tribes, and it means expressly, or more expressly, more pertinently, the lost in tribes as headed by the USA. For a good portion of the tribe of Manasseh today is to be found amongst the North Americans, is to be found in the USA. And the USA represents the tribe of Manasseh more than any others. Ezekiel says that God will renew his covenant with Judah and with Israel, see 1662. He also describes the movement of the Phoenicians to Tarshish in Spain that happened in historical times, at the time when the Assyrians conquered the land of Israel. They also conquered the Phoenician cities, they conquered Tyre. Many of the leading merchants and aristocracy fled from Assyria. First they went to Cyprus, From there, they moved on to Tarshish, Tartessus in southwest Spain, and they established their own entity there. But there too, the Assyrians overtook them, conquered them, and obliged them to participate in resettling Israelite exiles in southern Spain. The Israelites, as we have mentioned elsewhere, the Israelites, when they were conquered, they were taken overland to the region of Armenia, to the north of Mesopotamia, to the Caucasus Mountains and neighboring regions, and from there they eventually moved into southern Russia. A portion of them, however, were also taken overseas by in Phoenician and Philistine ships, and they were resettled in the west. Some of them were resettled in the region of Tartessus, where there was of Tarshish, where there was a very valuable mineral resources, especially of silver. And also it served as an emporium, as an entrepot, as a station for the exportation of the tin deposits in Cornwall in Britain. To all events, Ezekiel mentions this. Ezekiel is a historical resource mentioning this linkage between Tyre, the Phoenician city of Tyre, and Tarshish in Spain. He also mentioned that in the past, the tribe of Dan and Yavan, meaning the Greeks, had been together, and that they had traded together with Tyre with the Phoenicians, and that also that they had engaged in metallurgical production, if the Hebrew passage referring to them is interpreted correctly. Go to a website for a linguistic explanation as to how these deductions are made concerning the both the mercantile and the metallurgical activities of the tribe of Dan, as indicated in the Hebrew Bible. Ezekiel in 37 speaks of dead bodies being resurrected. He returns, Ezekiel gets back on course to his major theme, which is redemption, especially of Judah, but also of the lost ten tribes. And when he gets towards the end of this book, he returns more and more to the subject of the lost ten tribes also being returned together with Judah, and with Judah needing to participate in their return. He says in chapter 37 that God told him to take a stick, an eitz in Hebrew, a stick or piece of wood, and to write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel who are joined to him. That is mainly for the Jews. He is then told to take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel who are joined unto him. That is the lost ten tribes. The stick of Ephraim. After that he was told to join them together, and they were to be one. And see 37:17. Apparently bystanders were seeing Ezekiel do these funny things, take these two sticks, write words upon them, and then and cleave them together. And so the people, these bystanders, these people who were standing around, who saw what was going on, they asked Ezekiel what was the meaning of all these actions. Ezekiel was known as both as a prophet and as someone whose actions were worth noting. So Ezekiel replied that Judah and Israel, meaning that those ten tribes, are destined to be gathered together into the land of Israel, and that there they will reunite. They are to become one kingdom, and one king shall rule over them. See 37:22. This king is referred to as David, meaning that he will be a descendant of David, or perhaps a resurrected King David, or, as we prefer to understand it, more likely someone who is both physically descended from David and has something of the spirit of David, of the re-embodiment of David within him. To all events, when these events happen, they shall be known. Till then, we can just believe in them and accept them as general principles that we have to keep our eyes out for concerning. It also says Ezekiel, the Bible says in the book of Ezekiel 37:24 that the tribes of Israel, when they return, they will keep the law. That God Almighty will dwell amongst them, and that the tabernacle, meaning the temple, will be rebuilt. See Ezekiel 37:27-28. We learn from this that the two entities, Judah and Joseph, will remain separate from each other. They will be separate entities until the end times. Only at the end times, very close to the end times, will they reunite. Will they become once again one people? Even so, the return shall take place before then, and Judah will play a part in bringing the lost 10 tribes back. Commentators also saw that the actions of Ezekiel are symbolic. That first, Ezekiel is told to take the two sticks, the stick of Judah and the stick of Joseph, one in each hand, and to put them together, and then they shall be one in your hand. So first of all, as the commentators pointed out, it needs a human action, human initiative, to take the two sticks, to do something, take the two sticks right up on them, put them together, and then they become one in your hand, and then God Almighty completes the action. But first we have to do something, first something very prosaic, very simple, has to be done in good faith, and then the Almighty intervenes and the Almighty completes it through a miracle. So this is a principle worth keeping in mind. Ezekiel is worth reading all the way through, but it's a long book, and when you also add to it, commentary can take some time, so I suggest that you do a program of learning a little bit each day, or a little bit each week, how you can, that you at all events that you try and read some of it, because it's worth reading, it's interesting and informative, and the information may help you. Ezekiel says that the lost 10 tribes will return, and that the temple will be rebuilt. See chapter 43. Says that the lost 10 tribes will return together with Judah, and they shall inherit the land of Israel from the Nile to the Euphrates. And that this land, this great land of Israel, shall be redivided amongst the 12 tribes. And this is described in chapter 47 of Ezekiel. Ezekiel also says there that the stranger, someone who is not descended from Israelites, but he lives amongst Israelite people, he identifies with them, he too will inherit with them in the land, according to the tribe that he dwelt amongst. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel.